The consortium says Africa springs immediately to mind when discussing problems of child and maternal mortality. The Asia and Pacific region does not. It says the region is associated with rapid economic growth as seen in countries such as China and India. And yet, progress in Asia belies the reality. Ian Pett is Chief of Health Systems and Strategic Planning for the UN Children's Fund. He says the Asia and Pacific region accounts for nearly half of the global burden in maternal, newborn, and child health.
We have 41% of global under 5 child mortality still occurring in Asia and the Pacific countries, 44% of global maternal mortality. More than half of the world's malnourished children are found in Asia and Pacific. It's a common perception that malnourishment, children, undernutrition, is a profound issue in Africa. It is, but it's a far bigger and far more persistent issue in the Asian countries, particularly in South Asia and indeed some of the Pacific.
A new study by the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health notes few countries in the Asia-Pacific region have social security systems that will pick up the health bill. It says governments spend very little on health, and what does get spent usually comes out of the pockets of the poor, and this leads to more impoverishment. It says more than 78 million people have fallen below the absolute poverty line in the region as a result of health care expenditure. Acting head of the partnership, Flavia Bustreo, says long-term health and economic outcomes can be achieved by investing as little as $3 to $12 more a year per mother or child. She says a study by USAID finds investing in women and children pays big dividends.
30 to 50% of the Asia economic growth between 65 and 1990 is attributed to the better and improvement in health of women and children. Because when you have children that are healthy and well-nourished, they develop their productivity and ability to learn and their capacity to absorb and become productive elements in society is much higher. And that was why we are calling for this investment. These are investments that make sense, economic sense, especially now for an economic crisis.
The consortium shows that impressive results can be achieved in the poorest countries by using some basic and simple interventions, such as antenatal care, family planning, and training female community health workers to be skilled birth attendants. It points to Nepal as one such country which has managed to reduce child mortality by more than 45% and maternal mortality by 50% in the space of 10 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.